Well, Happy New Year, everybody. 2021. I think that many of us have been really looking forward to the end of 2020, and 2021 holds a whole lot of new prospects. And it's a good time of the year to make our New Year's resolutions and to set our plans and our goals for the new year. A father asked his son once, you know, what is your ambition for the new year, when he had finished school? And the son said, I want to be a garbage collector. And so he said, well, son, that's a rather strange ambition to have for a career. He says, yeah, I know, Dad, but garbage collectors only work on Tuesdays. Well, I have a New Year's resolution, and that's that I'm going to have a haircut. I might have two or three hairs cut at the same time. So a new year is a time when we reflect about our lives, we think about our priorities, we think about what happened in the previous years, we think about what changes we need to make. And we look at our health and our diet and our exercise, and we assess any behavior modifications, disciplines, we set our spiritual goals and habits. Somebody said once, if you do something for 30 days in a row, it becomes a habit. And then our habits determine our lifestyle, and our lifestyle sets the course of our destiny. And so, you know, don't ever think that a daily habit is irrelevant. It actually has a long-term benefit. And so, we're going to be making lots of decisions in the next few days. I hope you are anyway, because it's always a good time. It's a good start, a new year. But not everything happens because of the decisions that you make. Often things happen where we just put it down to life happens, where things happen that are completely outside of your control. But there are a lot of things that do happen that are a direct result of the choices that you make. That a key in life is to take responsibility for your actions. And a common pitfall for an unproductive life is a victim mentality. And a victim mentality blames everybody about their predicament except themselves. You know, Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the snake, and the snake didn't have a leg to stand on. We judge other people by their actions, but sadly we judge ourselves by our intentions. It's this little metaphor of a bank balance that you have. If you had a bank that credited your account each morning with $86,400 every day and carried over no balance from day to day, but allowed you to keep no cash in your account and every evening canceled whatever part of that account you failed to use during the day, what would you do? You would draw out every cent. Well, you do have such a bank, and its name is time. Every morning, it credits you with 86,400 seconds. And every night, it rules off as lost whatever you fail to invest for good purpose. If you fail to use a day's deposit, the loss is yours. I thought that was pretty good. There is nobody that has more power in your life than you. There is nobody on planet Earth that has more power to control the outcome of your life, your destiny, your direction than you do. And with God, you can do all things in Christ. As Paul says, I can do everything in Christ who strengthens me. And so we have been given the availability of the Holy Spirit, and we've been given the gift of choices, free will, to set and determine the direction of our lives and our destiny. Let's turn and read in 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to read to you from verse 2 to verse 8. Peter says, grace and peace be yours in abundance, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. And through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. And for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to add to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, and to add to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in an increasing measure, they will keep you from becoming ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very sad to see people whose lives are very ineffective and unproductive when they have so much potential. And if we could appreciate the potential that Christ has invested in us, if we could rise to the potential of what we are and who we are in Christ. I think it was C.S. Lewis that said that if you could recognize who was inside of the person sitting next to you, you'd be tempted to worship them. That's how much potential we have. And the decisions that we make are so important in life because they set the destiny and the direction of the rest of our lives. That's a normal New Year's message. But I have to this morning talk about what a hell of a year we had in 2020 and what prospects we have in 2021. Amen. You see, we are about to experience history this week. It's what we're going to experience this coming week is going to go down in the history books of America as one of the most significant weeks in the history of our country. We are about to experience it on Wednesday, the 6th of January. And so I need to talk about it. Now, 2020 is a bit like this parachutist who had just jumped from a plane at 10,000 feet and soon discovered that all his lines were hopelessly tangled. And at about 5,000 feet, still struggling, he noticed coming up from the ground at the same speed that he was going down towards the ground, there was somebody else. And as they passed each other at about 3,000 feet, the parachutist yelled, "Hey, do you know anything about parachutes?" And the reply came, fading towards the end, "No! Do you know anything about propane stoves?" I had to give you one or two just to make you laugh at the beginning of the year. It's like at Thanksgiving, I shot my first turkey. You should have seen how scared everybody was in the frozen section of the grocery. Now, 2020 was an unusual year, to say the least. And for many people, it was a very, very confusing year. We witnessed the release of COVID-19 the day impeachment ended. It was engineered in China, patented and funded by globalists, with a political objective of manipulating the United States elections, and a financial objective of a worldwide lockdown for the quantum digital reset. We've been witnessing conflicting medical opinions. Doctors have been silenced and threatened. COVID-19 data has been manipulated. COVID patients were put into frail care facilities to spike the numbers. Every type of death was labeled COVID. You could be run over by a steamroller and you would be a COVID death. Hospitals were paid $40,000 per COVID patient. And we heard of fruit being tested positive for COVID. Kiwi fruit, papaya, goats, sheep, all tested positive for COVID. We've witnessed in Florida the decimal point being changed for one position from 0.997% to 9.97%. Hydroxychloroquine, shown by the doctors to be a very good remedial cure, was, with a fake research, shown to cause heart attacks. And then 3 weeks later, once it had been so-called taken off the market, then that research was debunked. Hydroxychloroquine only cost $20 a dose. The dose of remedial cure that Fauci was promoting cost $900 a pop. This last month, we saw the hydroxychloroquine factory in Taiwan being bombed. It's the second largest producer of hydroxychloroquine in the world. That should say something to any thinking person. This whole year, we have been deceived by and heard confusing reports about masks. Doctors that are working in virus labs have to wear hazard suits to be protected from viruses, because viruses can go right through a mask. The only reason and benefit of mask is in case you sneeze or cough and you don't project some of your spittle onto somebody else. But it's not going to protect you from a virus, because viruses enter through the eyes. And unless you have a full hazard suit, you're not protected. You wear a mask if you have a cough or a sneeze to protect other people. The virus is 10 times smaller than the fabric in a surgeon's mask. We read that in the American Medical Journal. If you can smell perfume or smell somebody's fart through a mask, it's not going to save you from a virus. And there are no scientific data on tests on the different materials being used. There's no proof that masks are effective. We have seen the irrationality of wearing masks, where you can walk into a restaurant and you've got to wear a mask, but as soon as you sit down, the mask only operates at 5 foot tall, because you sit down and it goes above your head. Or if you're on an aeroplane, you wear a mask and you're allowed to take it off if you drink water or you eat a packet of chips. Dr. J told me that he spent 2 hours eating one packet of chips. Masks are a very convenient disguise for Antifa and Black Lives Matter. You can shop at global supermarkets, but you can't shop at mama and papa stores. You can go to strip clubs, but you couldn't go to church, while politicians have been caught violating their own regulations. We have witnessed all of this in 2020, where downtown cities were destroyed, and while the real estate plummets in these major cities, the globalists have been buying up the real estate. The past 4 years, we've experienced an attempted coup d'etat by globalists, many of whom are openly antichrist, the richest and most influential people in the world, like the Rothschilds, who own all the central banks, and the central bank is in every country in the world, trillions and trillions of dollars with the power that comes with it. And the Rockefellers, who own many of the hospitals and have influenced many of the universities and own many of these facilities. Bill Gates, who is a Rockefeller. We have seen many corrupt politicians in the pockets of China. We have seen how they have infiltrated the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the Pentagon. We've seen how they have used the Federal Reserve, which is not our bank, the Federal's bank. It is a privately owned bank by the Rothschilds. We've seen how they own 95% of the media, and so they have propagandized people throughout this country and throughout the world. We've seen that they own the big tech companies who are monitoring freedom of speech, what can be said and what can't be said on YouTube and Facebook. We see that they own Big Pharma and are trying to promote their vaccines and their particular remedial drugs. They have a history of exploiting vaccines with an agenda to reduce the world's population and to sterilize people. And they are heavily invested in China. Now, these globalists have an agenda, and there's a point to all that I'm saying. I'm just reiterating what we've all experienced in 2020. Their agenda is to break down national identities, national borders worldwide, and to dismantle the United States of America, to create a one-world government, which the Bible says is the next step towards the Antichrist reign on this earth, a super-global communistic regime, not a fascist state, but a fascist world. And the reason why they've been so desperate to overthrow President Trump is because he has stood with an opposing agenda. Now, the Bible tells us to pray for our president and to honor our leaders. They spied on his campaign because he was a threat. They created a fake Russia dossier, a fake Russia hoax that Russia had got him promoted as the president. It proved that this dossier was paid by the Clinton Foundation. They attempted an impeachment because of a Ukraine phone call where he was phoning to make inquiries about Biden's corruption in Ukraine. All of these things are factual that I'm telling you. And recently, we've seen that the globalists have been engaged in extensive election fraud, with fake ballots, illegal votes, unconstitutional procedures, programmed computer algorithms switching votes, computers connected to the internet with foreign interference, all proved by the military. We've seen serious moves and countermoves recently behind the scenes. The SolarWind firewall hack, 18,000 significant companies, including the military, hacked. We've seen last week on Christmas Day the Nashville bombing. All of this is what we have experienced and witnessed during 2020. And all of this has been done while the mainstream media, owned by the globalists, 95% of them, are spinning a narrative denying voter fraud, even though there are thousands of sworn affidavits, declaring there's no proof for election fraud, and creating the impression that Biden won the election and that Trump is a sore loser. Now, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, this is what's been going on. Great corruption in 2020 was exposed. Now, Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, that we should not let Satan outwit us by being unaware of his schemes. And so, Paul is recognizing in that there is another agenda in the spiritual dimension where Satan outwits people with a scheme. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, he says, the God of this age, talking about the devil, blinds the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the good news of the glory of Christ. So this is what the devil does. His primary scheme is to outwit and to bring deception, and he does that through the mainstream media to create his agenda. And as a result of all that we saw last year, a great divide took place in our country and in the church. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 10 to 12, at that time many will turn away from the faith and betray and hate each other. And many false prophets, the mainstream media, will appear and deceive many people. And because of the increase of wickedness, corruption, and lies, the love of many will grow cold. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. And so people who have believed the propaganda of the mainstream media, and I do not for the life of me understand why people even switch it on. It's like inviting the devil into your living room and saying, talk to me. Those people who have believed the mainstream media, have believed slander against President Trump, and have become Trump haters. And they don't know why they're Trump haters. They just hate him. When we're told to honor and pray for our leader by the Bible, people who believe the mainstream media become unstable, fearful, unbelieving, and inconsistent, believing the lies of the devil. And as a result, we've seen a separation of the sheep and the goats, the wheat and the tares, those embracing corruption and dishonesty, refusing to look at the facts, revealing that their own hearts are corrupt by refusing to acknowledge factual evidence. And we've seen in the church spiritual hypocrisy and dishonesty. Leaders marching with Antifa in the name of Christ. And consequently, people who have been influenced by the mainstream media, primarily by the devil, have a hatred for those of us who stand for the truth, and a hatred for those of us who speak out against wickedness. And so we see this divide that took place in 2020, a separation of sheep and goats. Let's leave 2020 and let's move to 2021. Now, I'm so glad that there's a verse in 1 Corinthians 13 that applies to prophets and to the rest of us that see dimly as we look into the future. And that's where Paul says, now I see through a glass dimly. Now I prophesy in part. I'm glad because at the beginning of 2020, I said, I believe it's going to be an awesome year. And we're going to see God's favor and blessing. Well, maybe we have, because maybe the exposing of the corruption is a way in which God has blessed us. Because certainly my eyes have been opened during 2020. But what are we to anticipate in 2021? And I might be wrong. I am not a prophet. But there are going to be two scenarios that will take place on Wednesday. What I think is the least likely is the one that's being promoted by the mainstream media, and that is that Biden will become president. If this happens, we are going to see a rapid move towards globalism, and the American dream will come crashing down. The courts will be stacked, the Constitution will be replaced with the corporation. And we will quickly lose our First and Second Amendment. We will lose freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to take up arms against tyranny. We will find the military being demilitarized and reduced. And we will see that the United States will join the quantum global digital reset, digitizing everybody and everything. We'll be forced to take vaccines, which has a monitoring dynamic, and we will rapidly move towards a one-world government. The true church will probably have to go underground because freedom of speech will be prohibited and everybody will be controlled, and Trump will not risk, in 4 years' time, another nationalist uprising like what happened under President Trump. I don't predict that that's going to happen, even though the mainstream media is projecting that this is what's going to happen. What most likely is going to happen is that President Trump will have a second term. I personally believe that he has been appointed by God for this hour and this generation. He is by no means a perfect man, like David was appointed in his generation, and he was by no means a perfect man. But I think that in January the 6th, we are going to see one of the most historic and unprecedented events in the history of the United States. The election is going to be overturned, and I believe that either Pence, Vice President Pence, or Pompeo, if Vice President Pence turns out to be deep state, will certify President Trump for the next 4 years. That's what I believe is going to happen. I pray that I'm not wrong. I also believe that there's a strong possibility that on the 6th of January, we might see hundreds of sealed indictments being unsealed. Did you know that Huber arrived in Washington? Huber, the district U.S. district attorney for the last 3 to 4 years, has been quietly going about sealing indictments, 220,000 of them, to be precise. He arrived in Washington on this austere occasion. I think that we may see the arrest of many prominent officials on the 6th of January and members of Congress. Because up till now, we have heard about the corruption in the DOJ, in the FBI, in the CIA, and we have seen no arrests. We've heard about the corruption and corrupt politicians bought by China, and we have seen no arrests. And this might trigger a massive unrest, which will then bring Trump to call for the Insurrection Act. This is what I think is going to happen. The Insurrection Act effectively suspends the Constitution, the Congress, and the judiciary for as long as necessary for President Trump to restore law and order and to bring the country back under the Constitution. He has a duty to protect the Republic from enemies domestic and foreign. The Insurrection Act also triggers military rule. Bypassing the corrupt judiciary and bringing all judgments under military tribunals. So I suggest, and I know I've said this before and I was wrong, get stocked up. Monday or Tuesday, you have 2 days to get some groceries, some water, because whichever way this thing goes down on Wednesday, there's going to be a lot of upheaval in this nation. I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm saying that because it's what's going to happen. Doesn't matter whether President Trump is in power, there will be a backlash, or if President Biden gets in power, you will see a backlash like you've never seen before. So, make sure you have enough toilet paper. . 2021, I believe, is going to be a year of justice. And I have spoken about justice being the judgment of God, being making things right that are wrong. We're going to see corruption purged from this nation, the deep state and the swamp being drained. We're going to see the removal of pedophiles and human trafficking. And we're going to see shocking evidence where people are going to be horrified when this all comes to light. I also believe that Trump is going to introduce a new gold-backed digital dollar. Good time to invest in gold and silver. And this is going to be free from and independent of the central bank. Now, that's what I believe is going to take place. But as I said, I'm no prophet. So what are we to say about all of this? And what are we to do as children of God? Let me conclude then by reading what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. I'm sorry if I'm frightening the children. I'm not shouting at you. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and the authorities and the powers of this dark world, the corrupt globalists, and our struggle is against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand. We have been experiencing the day of evil. and after having done everything to stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And in addition to this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. If you have a New Year's resolution, let it be this, that you develop your prayer life. We're to put on the belt of truth, which means to not live in deception, which brings about bondage, anger, and hatred, but to live in truth, which will bring about freedom. To put on the breastplate of righteousness means to identify with the righteousness of Christ, to walk rightly, to live right, to speak right, and to do right to others. Righteousness exalts a nation, and it's the opposite of corruption. To have feet fitted with readiness that comes from the good news of peace means that you're ready to walk with Christ, to prioritize your calling and responsibilities, and share your peace with others, particularly in this time of turmoil when the mud is about to hit the fan. Take up the shield of faith. As the writer of the Hebrews says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Have faith in what you believe in and who you trust. It's a shield of protection against the fiery darts, the lies and deception and the fears that come from the evil one. Have faith in God's goodness, which will give you the strength to endure any trial. Put on the helmet of salvation. The helmet protects your mind. Transform your thinking to realize your inheritance and your identity. Take up the sword of the Spirit, which means declare the word boldly like a sword. Speak out and let the sword do the work. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, which means abide in Christ. Stay connected. Practice His presence. And see everything from a spiritual point of view. For you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's pray together. Lord God, we do want to thank you that we follow and we serve and we believe in the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the one who is supreme, that has the nations at your fingertips. We lift up our nation before you and we pray, oh God, for the removal of corruption and the establishing of righteousness. We pray that light would come to our nation and darkness would be dispelled. We pray for protection for President Trump and for the administration. And we pray, Father, that in the week that lies ahead, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in this United States of America. I thank you that Gateway Church is awake. We might not see everything clearly, but we see enough clearly to be awake. And we will be watchful and in prayer, Lord God. And I thank you for the power of prayer. Father, I thank you that we can have confidence in our God, that you have us in the palm of your hand, and none can pluck us from your hand. We will not fear, we will walk in faith. And we thank you, Lord God, that we will see, and we believe that you will turn this nation around, and we will see deliverance and justice established once again. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for coming. I didn't mean to scare you, but this is a very, very significant week. Be awake and see what's going to happen.